Blog Talk Radio.
Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night, always coming through. Good to have my eyes on you, without doubt. So that's what they say. They say when you know better, you do better. We've been hearing that since we was kids. I know most of us have. Anybody who has a grandmother, I know you heard that shit. If you were alive at any time, I mean, if your grandmother was alive at any time during your life, for you to old enough, when if you were old enough to understand almost anything, you've probably heard them say, when you know better, you do better. Because you know how grandparents are so instructional, but they are instructional and they are also informational and they are also very compassionate. So you know how your grandparents can get you to do things that your mother and your father probably couldn't get you to do because you were too busy being a rebel. People don't normally want to rebel against their grandparents because they knew their grandparents was the ones that held them down. Their grandparents was the ones that always looked out. Their grandparents were the ones that they were taught to respect from the time they got out of the womb. Their grandparents were always Johnny on the spot. Their grandparents were always the voice of reason. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain it, y'all. But one thing that your grandparents probably always tried to do was to make sure that you did as good as you could as far as your potential was. So even if you were a slacker, or if you were lazy, or if you were a total screw up, when your grandparents came along, you tried to do the best you could. And one thing that's clear about you doing the best that you could is that you learned how and when to do your best when your grandparents came along. So they was always telling you, when you know better, you do better. Some people took that as an excuse, right? Some people took that as an excuse to just go ahead and act like they didn't know no better so they could continue to go ahead and do stupid shit. But what we're going to talk about tonight is, have we been getting that right? Because we know better, have we been thinking better? Or have we been repeating this cliche, repeating this proverb, repeating this sentence, this saying, this figure of speech? When you know better, you do better. But we ain't been seeing no better, and some of us ain't been doing no better for ourselves. We stuck right there in a rut. We stuck right there in the muck and the mire, talking about, yo, but when you know better, you do better. Well, you've been knowing better for however, how many years old you are alive, and you haven't been doing better in some area of your life. Is it that I only know better and do better over here, but I can't seem to get it together over here? How many people, since we was talking about family with your grandparents, your parents, and people who have, you know, put those certain sayings in your life, in your head that you have adhered to, how many of y'all have an aunt or an uncle, especially an uncle who's the best mechanic you ever seen, an uncle who can weld things you never seen, an uncle who can put up all the walls, an uncle who got many crazy balls, your uncle, you'll call your uncle, you know your uncle can do it, your uncle can do it, but one thing about your uncle is your uncle got a fucking drug problem, and your uncle ain't even tried to kick that shit. He has tried to act like he wanted to kick the drug habit, but he really just loved to get high. You think your uncle don't know no better than that? You know your uncle know better than that. Your uncle running around here acting all crazy, can't stay out of trouble. Don't even try to stay out of trouble. Back and forth to jail. Back and forth to jail. Yo, my uncle just came home. No fanfare. He will be right back up in there in a little while, because I know he can't stay right, but he's the most talented thing in sight. He's the smartest out of all of my uncles and aunties. That motherfucker ain't no joke. But yo, that motherfucker just can't stay right because he likes to get high every motherfucking night, and always keep his little crazy bitch coming through the fam. We can't invite it. No. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But it ain't that your uncle ain't no better. Your uncle had the same grandmother you had. Well, I guess it was your great-grandmother or your great-grandfather. He was raised by the same one. You can tell. You do a before and after of your uncle. Look at your uncle. This is all the awards that he won while he was in school. This motherfucker was crazy. Couldn't nobody run as fast as my uncle. He was tearing up the damn track and field. Tearing it up. He was on his way to the Olympics. He was Carl Lewis. He was literally Carl Lewis, but better. Listen, man. Listen, you know that you got an uncle somewhere. I don't care whether it's on your mother's side or your father's side. I don't care which side that you closer with. You got an uncle somewhere that can do something better than anybody you ever have even heard of doing it. Yo, I'm telling you, my uncle could play basketball better than Michael Jordan. He was better than Michael Jordan, I'm trying to tell you. But he couldn't stay off that shit. Did he know better than to stay off of the shit? Yeah, he knew better than to stay off the shit. He knew better than to use the shit, but did he do better? Did he do better? So they say, well, when you know better, you do better. Well, show me. Prove it. Oh, we're going to take it there tonight. We got some shit we got to talk about. Wait a minute. A-U-Just-B. How you feeling? Good to see me some. You. I glad I got my peepers on right now, too. I mean, I ain't mean to skip over you. Like, wait a minute, I'm up here first. My bad. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this your daily. Go get a business show. We do this every single day.
Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I am your host, Son 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. It's a Daily Go Get a Business Show all up in your area. All right. So we talking about when you know better, you do better. Oh, yeah? Show me. Show me. Show me all the examples of the people that you know that knew better and then they started doing better. Because I got a feeling that maybe we just been saying this shit and we ain't been living this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we know we going to say it. We know we going to say it right now. Each and every one of y'all out there listening, watching, participating. And by the way, I want to thank y'all for just that. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all share this show, please. Please share the show. And please, for all of my new viewers, new listeners, please make sure that you subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel yet, I'd appreciate it. We're trying to build this movement. It's a good one. I think that you'll find that out. We in motion. We in motion. We definitely know better. We trying to do better. We trying. We following the blueprint. But I know each and every one of y'all are waiting on somebody that you know, love, care about, and think highly of to finally start living up to their potential. I know you are. I don't care if it's your man. I don't care if it's your woman. I don't care if it's your kids. I don't care if it's your mama or your daddy. I don't care if it's your brothers or your sisters or some friends that you grew up with, went to school with, around you, hung out with around the way. Ace, Boon, Coon, each and every last one of us who care about anybody are waiting for somebody to go ahead and do that thing, whatever that thing is. The thing that we're waiting for them to go and do is their thing. Like, we watch them and all like, oh my God, this motherfucker is the truth. You may have even invested money in them before because they have that talent. They have that ability, whatever it is. But they don't be doing that shit. They'll do it for you. They'll do it for the moment. They'll do it for the quick thing. But when you talk about them making a career out of it, okay, all right, so they don't want to make a career out of it. Not everybody has to make a career out of something that they do well. I understand that. I get that. But why is it that they say that they want this particular thing, but when it comes down to actually nailing it down, getting serious, practicing, being consistent, staying the course, you would think they just got introduced to this whole concept because they are unfocused. They can focus for a hot minute, but when it really comes down to making sure, listen, every day we need to go and do this, or every so often, however it goes, whatever it takes, whatever it requires, we need to go ahead and handle this thing. But they don't handle that thing. They don't live up to that potential. But they are better than most people that you've seen. Even if they aren't better than the best that you've seen, you see that if they just kept at it, they could compete on the highest level, on the best stages. But you want it for them. And they say they want it for themselves. But you can see, you can clearly see. You know, when you know better, you do better. We are all waiting on somebody to finally start living up to their potential. You know it's the truth. You know damn well it's the truth. You know what I mean? Some of y'all are like, I'm glad he can't see me right now. And it almost seemed like he can see me right now. Because you know who he talking about? Steve. Fucking Steve, man. My man Steve could do this. He could do that.
or it might be your actual boyfriend, your actual man, your fiance, your husband. Oh shit, you talking about Ron. Oh yeah. You know, I love my man. I do. I love him to death. And no matter what, I'm going to always be there by him. But there's one thing about him that I hope our kids don't never really copy. All the other stuff, I'm glad that they have his DNA. But this one thing, all you got to do is complete the job, yo. All you got to do is complete the job, yo. Show up. Make sure you do the job. You ain't got to steal and rob. Speaking of stealing and robbing, we all know somebody who be stealing and robbing. Robbing. You could be the best thing in the world, but you stealing and robbing. Why the fuck you out here doing that dumb shit and stealing and robbing? You was the smartest in class, you stealing and robbing. You can keep your hands and see yourself and you're stealing and robbing. We can't leave you over nobody else, you're stealing and robbing. All you want to ever do, this is a stealing and robbing. Stealing and robbing. Sticky finger stealing and robbing. Stealing and robbing. Stealing and robbing. Yeah, you know better, but you stealing and robbing. I can't leave you nowhere, you just stealing and robbing. Can't go shopping with you because you're still in the robbing. You fuck around and get us locked up because you're still in the robbing. Why can't you just use the money still in the robbing? You got a pocket full of money, but you're still in the robbing. You know why you got a pocket full of money? You're still in the robbing because you're still in the robbing. You're still in the robbing. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. We all know somebody who has the potential to be the best. And here we are waiting on them on the low, like. He talking about my man. He talking about my wife. Talking about my sister. Matter of fact, you know what? I ain't heard from my cuz. She normally let me know what's going on. Because, you know, they out there doing that thing. How many people do y'all know? How many people have a family member that is good with making the money? They have a skill set where they can make all of this money, but all they want to do is sell drugs. All they want to do is sell drugs. No matter what they do, they sell drugs on the side. No matter what they do, they sell drugs on the side. Yo, they got their own business, sell drugs on the side. Been selling drugs since they were a teenager on the side. Always selling drugs on the side. Even did time for selling drugs on the side. Came out of jail, selling even more drugs on the side. Learned how to do more selling drugs on the inside. Selling drugs on the inside and the outside. Can't stop them selling drugs. They know that shit is crazy as hell. They know that shit is tight bug, but you can't stop selling drugs on the side. Selling drugs on the side. What's going on, Sucre J-Toi? Sucre J-T-Yux. What's going on in Queen Monica Davis? What's going on, Queen Monica? Queen Monica, how you feeling, my? Good to see me some you. Sucre J-Toi, good to see you too, no doubt. So, yeah. They say when you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. I don't know. Somebody needs to come holler at me about that shit because I'm just not all the way sure. Shit. And I ain't going to front even in my own life. Forget about anybody else. I have known better in a lot of situations. Did I do better? You know, when you allow your emotions to override your logic, are you doing better because you know better? We know that you know better than that. But what about this part? What about this part, y'all? What about when you know better and you could definitely do better, but you're not doing better because you think that what you are doing right now is either good enough or you're like, well, I'm going to do better later, but I need to take care of this right now. See, you don't understand. See, you know, you just don't understand. I understand that's not your life. But it is my life, and you have to respect what I'm trying to do. It's an excuse. It's an excuse, but we know people who use it, and you may be using that yourself. You know what you do well, and other people know what you do well. There's something out there that somebody in your life has been pushing you to do. I don't care if it's cooking. I don't care if it's singing. I don't care if it's rapping. I don't care if it's acting. I don't care if it's welding. I don't care if it's mechanical work. I don't care if it's carpentry. I don't care if it's roofing. I don't care if it's masonry. I don't care if it's plumbing. There is something that you know how to do. I don't care if it's doing hair. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know how to braid better than any African. You know how, you know, the African braiding shops. You don't see as many African braiding shops as you used to see. But a few years ago, 10 years ago, it was all about African braiding shops. You know what I'm saying? They can take some hair and they can braid and shit. Do Africans braiding and shit. You will never see no African-American braiding shops or whatever. But we know a bunch of black girls who know how to braid hair way better than some Africans. And I'm not putting us against no Africans. Don't get me wrong. It's all the same shit. We down with the same kind of brown. However, it's a different culture. And you know that black Americans are more maligned than any other dark person around the world. You know it. We also are the ones who do better than anybody around the world, but it's not representative of our entire community. My whole point is this. We know about these African braiding shops, but we know somebody who is 14 or 15 years old who can outbraid any African in any African braiding shop. We know a 14 or 15-year-old girl that can braid anything. This chick can braid thread. Like, what? I'm telling you, she can braid thread. What do you mean by thread? I'm talking about thread. No, not yarn. Anybody can braid yarn. It's thicker. It has a thicker texture. I'm talking about this chick knows how to braid thread. You know, the thread that you put through the eye of the needle. You know, when you don't have your glasses on, you can't put the thread in the needle. You can see that there's a hole in there, but you can't see in there good enough to put this little piece of thread in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? This chick can, and I mean thread. Of course, she could thread dental floss if she wanted to. But the girl got fingers that do what fingers should not be able to do. She can braid thread. So if she can braid thread, guess what? She can braid your individual hairs on your head. Yeah, you might have to sit up in the shop for 20 hours straight, no breaks. But guess what? She knows how to do that too. Like I'm trying to tell you, little Letitia, 15 years old, she will sit on. I seen Letitia braid hair like she was in a marathon competition. She sat on her mother's porch and braided her sister's hair sitting between her legs for 49 hours. Like, what are you talking about? I'm trying to tell you. 49 hours straight. Her sister slept and got washed on the porch while Letitia was braiding her hair. Like, what? Come on, you ain't got to exaggerate. I'm trying to tell you, I'm not exaggerating. 49 hours straight, Letitia braided her little baby sister's hair. And you should see the girl hair. This shit is so fine because Tisha can braid thread. So Tisha wanted to show everybody I can braid each individual hair. Her baby sister hair has won competitions around the world for her hair being... It look like angel hair spaghetti. I'm dead serious. They look like angel hair spaghetti. Tisha ordered the hair from the hair store and only used one hair per one strand. Her baby sister's hair got a full head of hair. Why? Because each head of hair has another hair attached to it that Tisha braided like fucking thread. Tisha gonna have carpal tunnel by the time she's 17. Guaranteed. Am I exaggerating? Maybe. Am I embellishing? A little bit. But you know it's true. We know a young girl or somebody who was the best. Like, damn, Tisha got the potential. She could be the best hair braider in the world. But what happened? Tisha fucked around, was braiding hair 14, 15. Tisha was pregnant by 16. Tisha was getting high by 17. Tisha had three kids by 20. Keisha can still do hair, but Keisha ain't got no Keisha ain't got time to do no hair. Keisha been laid up with three baby fathers, laid up with the last one, on her way to having the fourth one. Basically, only do hair now, you know, to keep the lights on, keep the heat going on, you know, put a couple of dollars in a pocket or whatever. Threw her whole life away. Keisha, no, I mean, Tisha, no better. Letitia, no better. But is Letitia doing better? We know that Letitia know better, but we also know if you go, you start coming around Tisha talking about why don't you do this and why don't you do that and why don't you just go ahead and use the talent. We know that Tisha got an attitude, and Tisha gonna be like, yo, live your own fucking life. Tisha gonna say something to you like, well, like you doing everything the fuck you supposed to be doing. You giving me relationship advice. You got three baby dads too, and at least I know where mine are. How about you? How about you? Don't tell me what I should be doing. Now, I mean, look, if you want me to do your, if you want me to do your daughter hair, you can bring her around. I have an, I have an opening from, I don't know, I got a opening on Friday from. I watched the Daily Go Get 'Emism show. OB finishing around 8:15, 8:30 on Friday. I can fit her in from 8:47, and I should be finished her hair by about 10:26. So if you want me to do it, I'll do it. Make sure you have my $75. Okay, Tisha. But you ain't, you know, you ain't have to act like that. You ain't got to talk to me like that. It is what it is. Sucre J. Twa says, you can know better, but you also have to want better. That's true. My question is, do you really know better? What is knowing better? What is that, what exactly does that mean? You may know. How about this, Sucre J. Twa, JTX? How about you know of better? You may know of better. You know what could be better than what you have. You know other people who have more or who are doing better than how you are doing. You know of a different way to do what you're doing. But do you know better? Does that translate into you knowing better? Emily Dunlap in the house. I said that, Emily, it's good to see me some you. And Cherry Cherry, and what's good is coming through with Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. It's Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. And my man Jeff Hawkins, what's going on, my brother? Good to see me some you. What's up, my man? What's up with you? All right, let's see what y'all talking about out there. Okay. All right. Yeah, right. Says anyone else here? Smokey Robinson became his. Wait a minute. Anyone else here? Smokey Robinson, because I keep saying, I don't care. Repeatedly, I'll go back. I'll go back on topic. Okay. Jeff Hawkins says, yes, old good friend of mine of old good friend of mine and Mary's of Philly's Finest could outsing anybody, famous or otherwise, but substance abuse had him. Mm-hmm. Yep. Shirley Sher, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Surely show the world's most precious, the greatest pearl in the world. Good to see me. Some of you word up. Word up. Okay, let me see. Christian Wavy says, Omar, you're wild tonight. I thought I was wild that night, but it's all good. I know better, though. I know better. But yeah. They say when you know better, you do better, but we just don't have enough proof out there. All of us know somebody who we knows better than what they're doing, but they're still doing what the fuck they're doing. And they will tell you straight to your face. They will look you right dead in these peepers. They will look you right dead in yours and tell you, you mind your own fucking business. You just worry about doing what you do. I'm gonna get to my bag when I get to my bag. You go ahead and get to your bag. And please don't let them already be having the bag. And the bag is the money, in case y'all don't understand the lingo. Don't let them be in a position when they are making money, even though they might be smoking, they might be getting high, they might be sniffing, they might have abuse problems, they may be tricking all the motherfucking time, they may be taking mad chances on their lives. Don't let people already have their finances straight as far as other people are concerned, because you can't tell motherfuckers that are making money nothing. Black people who get money, you can't tell them a motherfucking thing. Because they will tell you, well, if you such a scholar, how come you can't make a dollar? You such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? I say, you see, you're such a scholar, why can't you make a dollar? You such a scholar, how come you can't make a fucking dollar? You struggling, you and your kids, you and your wife, you got a fucked up life. I'm making all this money almost by mistake that you make on purpose. You's a fucking nervous wreck. And I don't give you no respect because you can't make enough to sign your own check, but I can. So you want to talk shit to me? Yeah, good luck with that, see? Fuck out of here. Yeah. Motherfucker want to talk shit about me. You know what I'm saying? I'm peeling on this nigga. I'm peeling on this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm peeling on this motherfucker. I'm peeling on this motherfucker. You know, fuck out of here. Yeah, let me know. You need a couple of dollars? Let me know. Let me know. This is my pocket money. I cash at you a couple of dollars because I know you need it. Smarty pants, genius, Joe College, went to college all them years and shit. You out here, can't even find a job. Okay. Ooh, you got an A in that. The A's you got in class stand for asshole. If you were such a scholar, how come you can't make a dollar? So Craig says, if you know better than you know, you may struggle with execution. So does that mean that you know better? I mean, you may have seen better, or maybe you know comparable. How about that? How about that? Maybe we should say that. You know comparable. But if you know comparable, does that mean that you'll do better? Why do they say if you know better, then you'll do better? Maybe if you know better in an area where you want to do better, then you'll do better. But it, just knowing better doesn't seem to translate in enough examples that we know to somebody doing better. I mean, what do y'all think? Could it be that? Could it be that? Could it be? On my Jaheim shit. Oh, could it be? Could it be? You know? Like my man Jeff Hawkins was talking about his peoples. Could out-sing anybody, but they want to do karaoke every fucking night. They want to, instead of going out here and getting in the studio, recording, make sure they save their voice, make sure they, you know, get aligned with the right people and go ahead and forge their own path. They want to go to karaoke. They want to get the money passed around in a hat. They rather win show biz money on a bet instead of go ahead and applying themselves in the industry. And I can understand if you have knowledge of how the entertainment industry works, you may not want to be a part of all of that. But you can do it on your own. And you can make more money than you would make singing karaoke for free or passing around a hat and shit. Shit, I respect the people. I don't know about y'all, but when I see somebody out there playing pots and pans on the street or blowing a flute or has they little PV amp or they little Marshall amp and they got their little guitar or, you know, whatever. Hold on. shit. I ain't got my Leafy got his own pot. What you got? You out there karaoke and shit. In Philly, over there in Temptations and shit. You in Temptations. Waiting for them to put up another talent night. You waiting to get discovered. You could be out there. Shit. You could play your instrument out down under the subway or some shit. You got electricity? You know, you got your little Bluetooth amp? You can get paid. You got wait to get discovered. You could buy a music program, make your own shit. But you know, in other words, you know better. But are you doing better? I don't know. Let me see. Sucre Jake Twa says, if you touch the hot stove and burn your hand, you know not to touch it again. Is that really true though, Sucre? Because I know people who have touched the hot stove again. It might have burnt them, but it didn't scare them. Let's keep it a little bit more of a buck. Yo, Jeff Hawkins, I got to ask you something, my brother, because these females ain't going to keep it a buck. They ain't going to keep it real. So I'm going to ask you, because they going front. And you know how I know they going front? Because I've heard them front before. Maybe not these, but I've heard women front. But Jeff, I know that you got a boy who fucked with a chick back in the day. Who burnt his ass. Dick fucked up. Dick coughing up. Coughing up phlegm. This motherfucker shooting fire out of dick. Got a piss. Oh my God. Burnt the shit out of his ass. And regardless of what may have been behind that, you know. Because, you know, it wasn't really sweet like that getting burnt in the 80s or 90s or whatever. You ain't know if, you know, you remember you had to go ahead and get the pills to clear up your shit. Plus you had to get the HIV test, you know, so you spent a lot of time in the clinic. Like, please. Let it just be a regular burn. Unless let it be a regular burn. My point is, did that dude always stop fucking with that chick who burnt him? If you like me, I know niggas who got burnt twice by the same chick. Did they stop fucking with her though? No. Did they stop fucking with her? No. No. Did they stop fucking with her though? No. Yo, they should have stopped fucking with her, but they didn't do it though. They said, that's the best pussy I ever had in my life. Yo, only thing I ain't gonna do is make up my wife, but I got burnt by once. Twice. Three times the burn. I said once. Twice. Three times. It wasn't my fault. I thought she cleared it up the first time, but she still burned a little bit, and I'm real sorry that I got burnt again. She burnt me, but we still friends. But I bet you I run up and again, and I still didn't wear a condom with her again. Yeah. It's the fucking truth. Yeah. That's a man truth. Most men are not going to tell a woman that he got burnt by another woman twice. Or three times. He not going to tell a woman that. But he'll tell his mans sometimes. He don't always tell them too. But sometimes you might have seen him at the same clinic that you was getting cleaned up at. Twice. You got burnt by two different joints. He got burnt twice by the same joint. Yeah, that's nasty. I know y'all like talking about. But it's, yeah, shit. But did he know better? And I'm only saying that because Sucre Jetois said, you put your hand on a hot stove, you get burnt, you won't put it there again. But you put your hands right there on a hot pussy, and you went right back up in that shit like. the doctor, the same doctor you went to the first two times, looking at you like, fuck is you doing? Nigga, what are you doing? When you know better, you do better. Oh, yeah. So he says, burning him didn't stop his heart from beating. All I know is he knew better. All I know is he knew better. Did he do better, though? I don't know. Carol says, I don't know about Omar anymore. Oh, God, here y'all go. Y'all know better than that. Barbara Hill, Cissé. What up, Bobby Cissé? How you feeling, Mom? Carol said, Chamberlain Thomas, how does he know all this stuff about treatment for getting burned? Shit, I took a lot of health classes. Remember, if you didn't know, my first year of college, I was on my way to being a doctor, or so I thought. I definitely didn't know better than that. But yeah. So we had to take a lot of health classes. Plus, I was a teenager during the AIDS epidemic. Yo, you had to know. You had to know what you were standing in front of. Shit was crazy. But in my teenage years, niggas was going back and forth to the clinic like it wasn't no joke. In Germantown, I hate to say it, but the G had a bad reputation in the 80s and 90s, especially the 90s. I remember hearing this shit. When I came home from college, people was talking about, yo, don't fuck with no chicks or no dudes from Germantown. I was like, what you mean by that? It was like, no, because they all fucking the same dudes. They all fucking the same chicks. And they HIV numbers is off the chain or whatever. Evidently, they must have cleaned up their act and sent that to Southwest Philly because they, from what I understand, in the city, they still hold the crown. Now, yeah, you forgot people still get HIV, but it's still happening. But in the 90s, I remember hearing that shit about people who lived in Germantown. And I lived in Germantown. So you got to know what's going on. Like, fuck. I'm like, I thought we only had sex with people who didn't live in Germantown. That must have just been me. And if I guess it was. But yeah. Yeah. You got to know. Shit. Yeah, I know all about antibiotics and all of that kind of shit. Yes. You know, shit is real out here. It's when you don't know. How you gonna do better if you don't know? But I knew a lot of dudes who got burnt. I don't know no dudes who got burnt who kept it a secret. Like, God, it was like you had to warn. Like, yo, man. Yo, I'm trying to tell you, man. Yo, you know the John Shireen. Yeah, what about Shireen? Yo, Shireen? No, Shireen? Yeah, Shireen. Yo, man, but watch out for Shireen. I don't know if Shireen got that monster, but you can best believe she got some little gremlins going on with her. You know, make sure that you, if you gonna mess with Shireen, just make sure you watch out for Shireen. Shireen is she hotter than she look. But they say when you know better, you do better. Sukure says, it's different with matters of the heart. Oh, so when it comes to matters of the heart, you don't really know better or you don't really do better. But see, I'm glad you said that. It's different with matters of the heart. Because you know that matters of the heart are exactly where there's no proof at all that when you know better, you do better. Not any proof at all. Not one shred of evidence that you know better. If anything, with matters of the heart, you sitting there waiting for somebody else to learn better and do better. Not you, though. Not you. How can matters of the heart be any different, Sucre Jictoire? No. When you know better, you do better. Well, I don't think that when you know better, you do better. That's my argument. I don't think that when you know better, you do better. But if y'all say that when you know better, you do better, just like grandma told you. Just like grandma told you. Well, then I'm thinking that we should have more representation of that. You know? Or do you learn better, or do you do better from what you knew when it's already too late? When your time is past, you pass your prime, the train then kind of went past you and all of that kind of stuff. Come on, man, I ain't here to diss nobody, but I'm just saying. We keep saying that when you know better, you do better. Well, show me. My brother Ansel Jones is in the house. What's going on, my brother Ansel Jones? Good to see me. Some of you, my brother. Word up. Be more, stand up all day, every day. All day, every day. All day, every day. He said, just be buying stuff. Mm-mm. Oh, I know you're not talking about my guitar. I've had that guitar since 2007. Since 2007. Oh, you said, Robbie, you said, Emily, when did he get a guitar? Y'all act like I don't have a closet. Y'all know this is the first floor of my home. I got a lot of shit. But that guitar is not, if you go through my pictures, if you my Facebook friend, if you go through my pictures, if you go through my profile pictures all the way to the beginning, you'll see me with the guitar in 2009. I used to actually play it. I used to be here, you know, trying to learn how to play it. I did take lessons. I remember I took guitar lessons from this fat boy, this fat white boy that lived out in, all right. You know when you go out 95, like you on your way to New York, before you get to Levittown, what's that little township? It's kind of like Levittown. They have a bunch of ranch-style homes that don't have no basements. Yeah, in Levittown, that's the big thing about Levittowns around the country. There are no basements. All of the houses are built on a slab. What's the name of this? For some reason, it always escapes me. Anyway, he lived out there. I went on Craigslist. This was in a Craigslist game. I mean, days. 2007. After I bought the guitar, because I wanted to learn how to play the guitar, because when I was standing on stages telling jokes, when I was heavily into my comedian thing, I was like, yo, I always wanted to learn how to play the guitar. And if I could incorporate the guitar into my act, like I would tell a few jokes and be doing riffs in between. He got burnt twice. I said, he got burnt twice. Two times. Three times. Anyway, I went on Craigslist and I was looking for somebody to give me guitar lessons. This dude answered my ad. He said, yo. He called me. He was like, yo. He played the guitar over the phone. He was like, would you like to learn how to play like that? I said, yeah, of course. I said, well, how much for the lessons? He said, I can teach you. I could give you guitar lessons because I just like to play. He said, I can give you guitar lessons, $15 a lesson. But I was like, all right, me and my brother. I was like, I'm not going out there, you know, by myself, get caught up there in this boy crib. He murked me, robbed me, you know, on some serial killer shit. So I went out there. I remember I went out there with my brother all strapped and shit. He's strapped. I'm strapped. We going in there like we about to go rob the boy. This boy was 500 pounds easy. Fat as shit. The guitar looked like a ukulele on this nigga. I'm not bullshitting. My baby brother Hafid will tell you this to this day. We went up in the crib like, what the hell? He was like, yo. He left the door open. He don't know us from a can of paint. He didn't. There was no video call and none of that shit. This is 2007. So he left the door open for us. And he said, yeah, I'm in my room in the back. Me and my brother, we like this. What the fuck? What the hell? I said, I don't know, but we ready, right? And he said, yeah, we ready. We go back in there. He's sitting on his bed, no shirt on. This motherfucker looked like a white Jabba the Hutt. He was a nice guy though, but he taught me how to play. The thing is, he taught me how to play. He was giving me lessons, but he was a cover artist. He didn't want to do original music. He didn't want to write music. He didn't want to do his own songs. He just wanted to cover. So he could. He had a good ear for music, and he knew how to play. So he would listen to certain rock bands or whatever, and then he would just play behind them. So he wanted to be a cover. He wanted to be a cover guitarist. So I stopped taking the lessons with him. I'm like, no, I want to do original music. I want to learn how to play my own shit, write my own songs. He's like, he's looking sort of like, that's already been done. It's easier to just, well, but this nigga was 500 pounds. And he said he was just giving out guitar lessons because his mom had died recently or whatever. She left him the crib and he had to keep the lights on. This shit was fucking crazy. What was his name? What was his name? 500 pounds, nigga with his shirt off. I'm like, what the hell? He didn't stink, though. I give him that. He didn't stink. Me and my brother was both, we left there, we was like, what the fuck? What was that? What was that? What was that? And this is my baby brother who didn't live in Philly. He had only came to Philly. He was living in North Carolina, him and his family, his wife and his family. They was living in North Carolina. He came up, you know, what did he come up for? It was around Thanksgiving. So, yeah. So we went over to Boston. It was fucking crazy. 500 pounds. He just got his guitar. He was like, all right, man. So you got your guitar? I just got it. Had the case with it and all of that kind of shit. I was like, all right. I've been trying to play it or whatever. But he showed me how to play. I give him that. But yeah, I've had the guitar for a long time. I've had the guitar for a long time. And so Joe says, where's the fire marshal Bill meme? Robbie Mink says, after you find out that someone or something isn't good for you, most people want better for themselves. I always try to do better in whatever. Yeah, you. But I know that you know some people who make the same mistakes time and time and time and time again. It ain't that they don't know better. You know, we all know somebody who's been battling drugs for the longest. They done went in inpatient rehab, outpatient rehab. They know they can tell you everything about the 12-step program. They know better. Are they doing better? Mm-mm. Right back on that shit. Jerry Sherry says, I hate to say that's true. It was a girl that lived three doors away from me, and she dated a drug dealer. I guess he gave her some. And she got hooked, died of AIDS, and was only 3 years older. Died 27. Hollow. She lived down the Hollow. Happy Hollow. No, it wasn't Ben Salem. It wasn't Ben Salem, but you close. I'm talking about the part of 95. Yeah, you know, like, you know how it's like the tale of two 95s? You got the 95, which is the Jersey Turnpike, and then you got the Pennsylvania 95. It's kind of weird, but I'm talking about the Pennsylvania 95. When you go past the Northeast, the Greater Northeast, and all of that shit, past Street Road, past all that shit, and like if you're taking the train to Jersey, you know, the one that lets you off in Trenton, you'll ride. The name of that little township, not Ben Salem though, but I think it's like right after Ben Salem. Right after Ben Salem, it'll come. Bobby Hill CCA says, there are plenty of things I knew better than to do and said. Oh, F it. Now I know better and I do better. I think some things are a test from the universe to see if I changed. Okay. That's what's up. Grissom Wavy says he left the door open because he knew he didn't want to walk. That's true, too. That, he was 500 pounds. Easy. He was the fat. He was the white big pun. But with the guitar. This motherfucker could play some guitar, though. He could play his ass off. He didn't want to walk all the way to the door. He was saving all of his energy for the lessons. But he didn't know us. I'm mean, if I was a white guy, I'm not trusting some obviously black dudes, some obviously verbal black dudes that I met on the phone from an ad in Craigslist 2007, and I'm gonna let him come to my house? Two dudes from the city? Shit. He was a renegade. He did not give a fuck. I wonder if he knew better. Robbie Mink says, life is all about lessons. Yes, they are. Kristen Wavy says, you wanted to do original music and you was only paying $15, 15 bucks. He said $15 a lesson. I was not turning that down. I mean, shit. Most people eat lunch more that costs more than that a day. Bridesburg, no. No. Shane sounded like that's his name, Shane. No. It was a regular name, like Troy or what was his name? I remember for a while I couldn't get in touch with him. I was like, yo, when we want to do some more lessons. And he got locked up. He did some shit. He said that at his job he got fired, suspected of some bull. It was some crazy shit. I ain't hear from him for a good minute. I'm like, what the hell? You're right. Some people just have that kind of trust and faith. Yeah. And having trust and faith is one of those things where it can show that you probably know better, but you don't do better. You ain't been doing better on that. You haven't been doing better than that. You know better than to just put your trust in people that you don't know. But people will tell you all the time, well, sometimes I go with my gut, or they make excuses for themselves. I'm just a big softy. I care about people too much. Yeah, how about that, y'all? I care about people too much. You know, I don't know why God made me this way. I just care about people. So I'm always the one that's doing for everybody. Don't nobody do nothing for me. I'm always the one that's doing for everybody. Don't nobody do nothing for me. I'm always there. I'm Johnny on the spot where everybody wants what the hell I got. But when I need me a couple of dollars and some dough, they don't know me from a can of what? Yo, I'm always there for everybody. Don't nobody do nothing for me. I'm always there for everybody. Don't nobody do nothing for me. But do you know better? Yo, nobody been helping you out. They ain't been looking out. They ain't holding you down. You still always coming around like a clown. What the fuck is up? Do you know better right now? I don't see no evidence of that. And you are still complaining about that. When you know better, do better. When you know better, do better. When you know better, you do better. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. Oh, I don't know for sure. I don't know for a fact. But I know one thing, you'll be back in the same motherfucking faces that they give you. They ask the kids and you act like you want. Cherry says, in the early 90s, God was protecting me. I could not park at all. And I would let strangers park my car, but I felt the energy, and I know they wasn't going to take it. What the fuck? Yo! You, what? Listen. What? You know what, Terry, though? I'm glad you told that story, because, you know, when you think about it, when you think about all of the trusted shit that you did when you was young, or all of the foolish shit that you did based on what you, I don't even know if that's a knowing better and doing better thing. But a lot of times we went with our gut and a lot of times it worked out. But many times when we think back on that shit, we're like, what was I thinking? What was I thinking? What the hell was I thinking? Yeah. I know what I'm thinking now. I'm thinking like, sure if I knew better. Sometimes people have to remind you of what's better. And turns out that you may have just heard better. You know of better. You're familiar with better. But you don't know it because you ain't put none of that shit into practice. You don't know it. You don't know it. You may have it memorized, but you don't know it. You know, the things that you know, somebody can wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning when you just got to bed at 12 o'clock and they can wake you up like, yo, did you know, can you tell me this equation real quick, blah, 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 blah. If you already knew it, you ain't got to think about it. You don't need no pen and paper and all that kind of shit. You ain't got to think about it. Maybe we just know of better. We may not be sure. You know, how many of y'all have somebody that you know who always kicks that shit about? That might work for you, but that don't work for me. That's your life. That's you. But that ain't me. That ain't me, though. But they know better. They sure have heard of better, right? Barbara Hill Cisse says, I did that for somebody at Cherry Cherry. A woman from India was in the heart of North Philly trying to park. Traffic was backed up. And she asked me to park a car. Lots of pressure for me. Yeah, I wouldn't mind being the parkee, the parker. Ain't let nobody park my... Yeah. Mm-mm. You know, I've had my own spot since I was 18, just about to turn 19. July 19th, 1989 was when I got my own spot. And I remember, you know, if I used to leave chicks in my crib. If I had to go to work and they didn't have to go yet, I used to leave them in the crib, tell them, like, listen, the key is in the lock. When you leave out, lock the door and slide the key under the door. I got another key. I remember I used to leave them in my crib all the time. Never once did I think, like, yo, she might steal your shit. Or she might call somebody else over there and be like, yo, I mean, the boy gonna be at work all day. We can chill up in here, or we can go get another key made, and when he's gone, we can come and we can clear this shit out. I swear to God, I used to leave my key with all the time. All the time. And then I did get robbed. And it never occurred to me, like, no, you think it could have been? I'm like, no. And it wasn't. Every time my crib got robbed, and unfortunately it did get robbed a few times, that apartment, every time I would build my shit back up, it was like, get them again. But I always knew who did it. I knew who did it. It wasn't nobody I was fucking with like that. But if I knew better, I would have just took precautions with everybody. I knew better. Or did I? I'm not sure if I knew better. Just slide the key under the door. Just slide the key under the door. She could have went and got the key made. Call herself surprising me. Oh, hey, O. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. You gave me a key? No, I didn't give you a key. I told you to slide the key back under the door when you leave. Well, now that never happened, but it sure could have. Did I know better? Doing dumb shit. Little dumb trusting shit. Like, what, they could have just went through all my shit. It's just dumb shit. Mm. Barbara Hill CJ says, speaking of getting robbed, my neighbor has this club. I saw it the other day. Like, what? Is that a club? I've got bit, I've been burglarized, robbed, and thefted.
Yeah.
A club? You talking about the thing that go on the wheel of a car? That thing that go on the steering wheel? The old club, John? Well, you're not supposed to be able to steer because you got this big. I remember I had to get a new windshield because of a fucking club. Something was wrong with the lock. I was like, yo, this club is coming off of this shit. So my young 25-year-old ass, I'm like, yo, this we getting this shit off of here. So I'm wrestling, like the lock was, it was like jammed. So instead of just getting some oil where I could unjam it and whatever, hit the windshield. Fuck. Cracking the windshield. Like, fuck. And yeah, I did go and get a new club. When you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. Do you do better? Do you do better? Yeah, you know better. You say that you know better, but do you do better? You say you know better, but do you do better? You might know better to some people, but yeah, accidentally, shit ain't equal. You ain't really doing better. You don't really know. You know what you show, and you know how that go. And everything that you show is all that you really know. But everybody gonna say that you know a whole lot more. Yo, hey, it's gonna be all right if you live through the rest of the night. Yo, the sight is looking kind of good, light at the end of the rainbow. But for right now, you only know what you show. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be okay. You sit back, relax, chill. Everything's gonna be all right. Don't kill the will. Yo, show your skills. Everything is gonna be all right. That's my word. The club. All right, man. Let's do these birthday shout-outs. You know what I mean? Because when you know your birthday shout-outs better, you do better. When you know your birthday shout-outs better, you do better. When you know. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. March 3rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and make them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They are S-E-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the S-E-E-C-T. They get number one out the box. My son. I can't believe this boy is turning 16 years old today, but ain't nothing nobody can do it. When they say, wait a minute, wait, no. He turning 17. My daughter's older brother is turning 17 years old today, and he's such a good kid. He really, really is. That shit is crazy. They ain't gonna be a senior this year? Because I'm forgetting that my baby turned 15. So he's a couple of years older than her. So he's turning 17 years old today. God damn. Ain't that about a bitch. I said, ain't that about a bitch. Yo, so that's my man Nate. Happy birthday to you, Nathaniel. Happy birthday. Do the damn thing, man. I'm proud of you. You don't watch the show, but you know what I'm saying. I'm still going to give you the shout out. You know, because I don't really even want kids watching the show. But you're going to do crazy, crazy big things. Because I know that you know better and you'll actually do better. Okay. So also Craig Edwards turning 36 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Kamika Warren turning 48 years old today. And also Ashley Lomas, happy birthday to you. And Kia Robinson-Tull turning 46 years old today. And Lydia Wait, Batista Algo? No. Batista Dalgo. Lydia Batista Dalgo, turning 41 years old today. And Carla Hicks, turning 56 years old today. And my man Bobby Stales. My man Bobby Stales, going all the way back to the 2010, turning 40 years old today. That's crazy. I remember when he's turning 29. My man, what? Turning 40, the big 4-0. He's a rapper. He's really, really dope. And down there in Georgia now, taking care of his people, you know, making it happen, still doing the thing with the music. And last but not least, turning 52 years old today, going all the way back to the 1978 third grade. This was my best friend, Olivan McCall, affectionately known by all of his friends and family as Squirt. Squirt, that was my boy. You know what I'm saying? You know, when I started hanging in North Philly a lot, 24th in Lehigh, Judson Street, 24th in Lehigh, Judson Street, 24th in Lehigh, Judson Street, 24th in Lehigh. Y'all know the numbers. Y'all know how it just get by, just to get by, just to get by, just to get. When I tell y'all, remember on a few shows I told y'all about when I used to hang around my drug boys, and that was my man. So they used to sell weed, and I remember, he had this big ass bag of weed. And we talking about 1987. He had this big ass bag of weed, and I remember we spilled the weed on the steps coming up the steps from the basement. Now he had to keep the weed in the basement because his grandmother lived in the house, and his grandmother worked overnight. She was hardly ever in the crib, so. His teenage not going to school as my teenage going to school, coming over there after school, hanging out. They was my thug friends, always on their way to always on their way to Glen Mills, on their way to Slayton Farms, on their way to Lafayette, on their way, because they wouldn't go to school. They was selling drugs. They was getting money. I was going to school. I wasn't selling drugs. I wasn't getting money. But that was my man since third grade. That was my man. Did I know better than to hang around them? Actually, no. I had a lot of fun. But I remember us down on the steps, on the basement steps, with spoons and shit, trying to scoop the weed, put the weed back in the bag. It was way bigger than a Ziploc bag. It was like a big bag of weed. Shit had to be this big. And how the fuck did we spill it? Well, one of the motherfuckers was coming up the steps and, like, oh shit, we fucking. I know we lost at least 3 blunts out of that. At least. Couldn't vacuum this shit. I want to give out a shout out to y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious. March 3rd, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on it, do the damn, to rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all, represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen to what I say, because of this type of shit can happen every day. They say when you know better, then you do better. Well, we have clearly seen, and maybe some of us accept it, and maybe some of us don't, that just because you know better doesn't always mean that you're going to do better. It just doesn't mean that all the time. What's going on in the Shanna Show? The Shanna Show. Sometimes we just know of better. Sometimes we know and are familiar with better. Sometimes we associated with better. Sometimes we've been taught better. But I don't think that we know until we start the show. It don't know until it starts the show. We don't know until it starts the show. And it's going to start the show when we really, really know. And plus, when we comply. Well, does knowing and complying be together? I'm not sure. But I'm not seeing that evidence more that and then we need to do. It's going to be y'all right, yo, when you come through. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will be back tomorrow night for another daily. So make sure y'all come through. What are we going to be talking about tomorrow? I get back with y'all. I'll let y'all know. But we will be back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. So make sure that y'all come through, have your face in the place. It's going to be dope, though. I can guarantee that. Listen, I'm not lying. This shit is going to be hot. I just got to tweak it a little bit. All right. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. And for my blog talkers, so I'm out of here. I say peace and I get back. No doubt with that. And for my Instagram.